Right, so we're chatting to Connor Maynard for the very first time on Algoa FM. Welcome. Thanks for taking a little time out.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So you're racking up those interviews today, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm running out of things to say, honestly. Like, I've told the same stories about 20 times at this point.
I can completely imagine that would be the case. So let's talk a little bit about you. As I said, first time we get to talk to you. You have two younger siblings. Oldest child, does that automatically make you the favorite?
I feel like the favorite differentiates between my two parents. I like to think that I'm maybe my mum's favorite, but I think my youngest sister is my dad's favorite.
So that's Anna.
Yeah, Anna, yeah.
Okay. So Jack and Anna are both YouTubers like you kind of used to be.
Exactly. Yeah, they are both definitely within the social media space. I feel like my sister's kind of transferred over to TikTok a little bit more as of recently, but Jack still works on YouTube, and also he's working on music at the moment as well, which is pretty cool.
Right. So 10 years on since MTV's Brand New, do you ever have to pinch yourself and go, I could never have called this?
Definitely. I think I still have moments where I have to kind of remind myself how lucky I truly am. I think it's kind of a bit of both, really. I feel like whenever people ask me, like, oh, you know, like, is it amazing, like, you do music and all that kind of thing, and I feel like one kind of strange feeling that I definitely had, I think around the age of, like, 16, 17, I remember, like, when everyone was kind of panicking, we were trying to, like, I was at college and people were trying to decide what they wanted to do next, whether it was go to a job or go to university or whatever. I don't know why, there was kind of this, like, level of calm within me that kind of was just like, oh, no, it's okay, like, you're going to do music, it's going to work out, something's going to happen. I don't know why, but I had this kind of like just this inner like belief or like feeling that it was going to work out. And I think that had I not had that, I don't know what I would have done. I feel like I would have just spent the entire time overthinking it and panicking, and just I probably would have messed it up for myself. But I feel like I definitely have moments still where it's still like incredible how far it's come. And, you know, the fact that I get to go around the world performing and release music to kind of millions of people around the world is amazing. And but at the same time, I feel like it was something I knew I wanted to do. So yeah.
Yeah. And you've been in a TV series called Dream Team. You've been on Broadway in Kinky Boots. You've been mentored by Neo. You don't like being compared to Justin Bieber.
You know, that is the first time I've heard Dream Team get brought up in such a long time. Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. Yeah. I was in a TV show called Dream Team when I was 13. And it's funny because growing up, I actually wanted to be an actor. That was my main kind of goal when I was like, I think age maybe 7 onwards, acting was something that I really wanted to do. And music kind of just took over. But I did a TV show when I was 13. I did Broadway in 2018 where I played Charlie in Kinky Boots, which was a lot of fun. And the Justin Bieber thing, I feel like early on in my career, I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder to like, towards that, because you know, I was like, well, I'm me. I don't want to be compared to anyone else. I'm my own person. I'm my own artist. But I think kind of as I grew up a little bit, upon reflection, I kind of just felt, you know what, it was something that massively helped at the beginning of my career. And I think that, you know, it was actually quite flattering to be compared to, you know, arguably one of the biggest artists in the world. So I think that I don't mind it as much these days.
Yeah. Well, what you seem to have in common is jewelry. I think he has a little more ink than you do, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I have zero tattoos, actually. This is a conversation I had with a friend of mine recently talking about maybe getting tattoos. I don't know. I feel like I would maybe be open to it one day, but at this point, I've gone so far without any. Like, I don't know. I don't know what would lead to me getting one. I feel like it would have to be something really, really important. Like if I ever goes to like number one around the world, maybe I'll get if I ever tattooed on me.
Okay, so this is not something we're possibly going to throw open to the fans to make suggestions.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've kind of put the power in their hands now. But listen, if they can make that happen, then I feel like I'd owe it to them.
Yeah. So life wouldn't be complete chatting to somebody like you without a little bit of social media stalking. And I was wildly entertained by the Uber driver who loved the apartment that you were in so much that he wanted pics, and you actually obliged him. That was so cool.
Yeah, that was at the end of a trip in LA. I think it was like 2017 or something. Me, my brother and some of our friends went out to LA for like a week. And yeah, this Uber driver that was taking us to the airport, he arrived, and obviously we had a lot of luggage. So he came into the house to like kind of pick up the luggage, and he And he was just like so excited by the house. I mean, the house was really extravagant. It was really a really nice place that we all stayed in. And yeah, he was just kind of blown away by this house. And he just handed me his phone and just asked if he could have some pictures of the house. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I guess so. I mean,
In the nicest way possible. Did he know who he was asking to take the pictures?
No, I don't think he had any idea. He had no clue. And I think he was just mainly focused on the fact his Tinder profile was about to be popping off. So.
That's crazy funny. Let's talk a little bit about touring. I read somewhere that you have an eye issue and often perform with lights varied according to how you feel at the time.
Where did you read that? I feel like the main thing that I have offered during shows is it's not really lighting, it's more the what's it called, the dry kind of dry ice, the smoke that comes on the stage. It's such a common thing with performing. For some reason I just can't like sing through it if there's too much of it, and I end up kind of losing my voice like really really frequently. But in terms of lighting goes, no, I just let the lighting guy do what he wants.
Fair enough. In late 2020, kind of at the height of COVID, you did a collaboration with South African artist Josh Wanty. How was that?
Yes. Yeah, that was really, really cool. And he's actually currently Josh Wanty doing a kind of musical project with my brother. I mentioned earlier that my brother's doing music now. Him and Josh Wanty are doing a music collaboration called Blank Mind. And they're kind of like DJ producers releasing. At the moment, they're releasing remixes to kind of big tracks that are out at the moment. And they're going to move on to originals soon. But yeah, no, Josh has been one of my mates for a long time. So getting to work with him on Never Let Me Go was so fun. Like, it was really really cool. Like, being able to work with a mate on an original track. So, yeah.
Practically, how did you do it though?
Oh, he was in London. He lives in London.
Right.
So. He came over to my apartment and played me some of the stuff he'd been working on, and that was the song that stood out to me. I was like, that song is crazy. And to be fair, he actually originally only came over to get a little bit of help on some of the top lines. He just wanted my input on some of the writing of the lyrics and the melody of the song. But I heard that idea and I was like, oh, I want to be on that song. And he was obviously like, you know, that would be amazing. Let's do it. So then we worked on that track together and put it out. So, yeah.
I remember it doing quite nicely on our chart, actually, if memory serves.
Yeah, he told me. He would always keep me up to date with how it was doing in South Africa, which was really cool. So, yeah.
Right, so you've done some work with one of ours. When are you coming here?
Hopefully very soon. Hopefully very, very soon. I was potentially going to be doing a show over there at the end of last year, but I ended up kind of not really doing much towards the end of the year, so I took some time off to kind of work on new music, but... I mean, I hope really soon. I want it to tie into whatever my next tour is. I want to tie in South Africa to the tour, and hopefully I get to visit as many cities as possible. So yeah,
brilliant. So one of the articles that I read was a day in the life of Conor Maynard, and are you going through one of your healthy phases at the moment?
I am.
And what does that mean?
I'm dieting at the moment. I'm playing football. I'm running pretty much every day. So, yeah, at the moment, life is hell. So, yeah.
So favorite foods then that maybe don't fall into the kind of healthy phase?
Favorite foods. I mean, if I'm honest, I just love, like, my taste in food is I just love junk food. Like, when I get my cheat days and my days off, I end up just getting like a pizza or like a naughty burger from somewhere. I also love Mexican food. I love like a burrito or something, some tacos. My actual favorite cuisine currently is Peruvian food, which I don't really get to eat often, because I feel like in the UK there's not really much options when it comes to Peruvian food. But whenever I'm in the States, particularly kind of LA or Miami, they have incredible Peruvian food. So I always make sure I hit a Peruvian spot when I'm over there.
I don't think South Africa has one Peruvian restaurant. I'd love to be proved wrong.
It's not that, I don't feel like it's that common, at least.
No.
To the best of my knowledge, I feel like in London, I don't actually know if we have any Peruvian restaurants. I should definitely look into it more, but I feel like we have like Peruvian hybrid restaurants, but in terms of like purely Peruvian, I actually don't know.
I see that you're quite the dedicated gamer. So as somebody who isn't, I'm most likely to be the friend who watches quietly from the background, you know, something like Grand Theft Auto. What is Rocket League?
Rocket League. So yeah, Rocket League is at the moment probably one of my favorite competitive games to play, like a more of an esports type game. And essentially, you just control these flying cars, and it's like football or soccer with cars. Essentially, you know, there either be one person or two or three or four on each team, and it's just yeah, it's two goals on each end of the pitch, and yeah, you have to just shoot the ball into the other team's goal. And you can hit the ball as a car. You're a car.
Right. That was not helpful at all.
it sounds very weird to explain, but it's a very entertaining game. And it's actually got a huge kind of player base. There's a lot of people that play it. So, yeah.
What series are you watching at the moment?
Oh, I just started The Last of Us. I started it literally on Monday, and it's based on a game that came out I think in like 2013 or 2014, and I played it kind of the year it came out, and it's one of my all-time favorite game. Well, literally is my all-time favorite game. It's my number one game of all time, and the show so far seems to be absolutely incredible. They've only released one episode so far, and it looks like the reviews are absolutely insane for it as well, so yeah.
Cool. I saw also that, as we were saying earlier on, you've been in a TV series, you've been on Broadway. You said that you'd like to work on a movie. Is there anything on the way?
Yeah, so growing up, acting is actually what I wanted to do. I wanted to, I wanted to be an actor, and from, I think it was about age 7 onwards, I started attending drama classes on the weekends, and I really enjoyed it. And yeah, being in a movie is definitely something I would love to do. I think obviously right now my focus is mainly on music, but I think kind of going into film / acting is definitely something that I'll always aspire to and want to do. So it'll always be on the cards. As of right now, there's nothing kind of set in stone or cemented, but it's always part of the discussion. So yeah.
And as part of the a day in the life of, I saw that you, like me, cannot sleep in silence.
Yeah, no, I can't. I have to either put on a TV show or kind of just anything, any like kind of sound in the background to kind of focus. I normally like TV shows or like kind of like educational show. I like being able to listen to someone speaking. That's kind of my main thing. I think some people like kind of like tapping or scratching or like eating noises, which isn't really my
at all.
Not my thing. But I definitely like to listen to like people kind of speaking, whether it be in a TV show or a YouTube video or something. So I don't even remember how I developed that, because I feel like years ago it definitely wasn't something that I needed to do, but now I always do. Otherwise I feel like I can't sleep. It's strange.
I suppose if you're somebody who even vaguely suffers from scattered focus or any form of anxiety, I think anything that's repetitive and soothing is probably going to be something that you would kind of take on over time.
Yeah, no, definitely. So that's probably the source of it.
Right. On to in the winter of 2022, as the press release says, pop star Connor Maynard disappeared from social media, leaving his 13+ million followers scratching their heads. What happened?
So I just finished a part of my world tour, and I also spent the majority of the year building a relationship with a girl that I met online. It was long distance, and that towards the end of the year kind of came to a very abrupt crashing end, and it was kind of a massive shock to the system for me, and I think I just felt like I needed some time to kind of step back and process it and just kind of get through it. I feel like I didn't want to kind of just continue on social media pretending everything was fine. I feel like that's one of my least favorite things to do, is kind of pretend I'm okay when I don't feel okay. And I just wanted to kind of take the time to kind of get through it and also put it into something productive. I feel like I've learned that music is, and I feel like this kind of goes for like most people really. I think that when you're going through a difficult phase in life, I think kind of keeping busy and keeping occupied is really important. And I think for me, I just wanted to get in the studio and pour it all into some music and write about it and get it kind of out in the open and off my chest. So I kind of just took some time to do that. So yeah, that's kind of what happened at the end of last year. And obviously, If I Ever, the new single is kind of the product of that time off. So yeah.
Yeah, but I read with some kind of amazement that you then wrote and scrapped more than 50 songs in the process.
Oh yeah, no. So over the course of the few months I had writing music, loads of the songs aren't going to be used or aren't coming out, because I think it was such a particular scenario and situation for me that I really wanted to get it right and I wanted to nail exactly how I felt, and that was no kind of easy feat. It was quite a difficult thing to pull off. So through doing that, obviously, yeah, there were ideas and songs that were just kind of immediately scrapped because they just weren't right, or they weren't kind of hitting the nail on the head. They weren't kind of putting across the message that I wanted to portray. So yeah, it took a lot of time to really fine tune it and get it right.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that the fans regard it as sufficient payment for your absence and that it does really, really well for you. Because if you have to have your heart broken, then, maybe you should get a hit single out of it and maybe not go the Miley Cyrus route.
There needs to be some silver lining.
Yeah, at least I'm hoping it's not a diss track like Miley Cyrus's Flowers.
No, it's not quite a diss track. No, it's a little bit more hot.
are we in a kind of want to see her when you go to Australia or don't?
Well, I mean, as the song, one of the lyrics in the song states itself, it literally says, and if I'm ever singing where you are, I pray you don't show up. And that was a nod to actually the last thing she ever said to me, which was, oh, well, I still hope I see you in my city next year when you're on tour. And I was so like taken aback by her saying that. I was like, I mean, really? Like, I don't want to ever see you again.
That'll hit you in the feels.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, no. So I kind of put that line in there to kind of put across that message and I don't know. We'll see. There's still time. So maybe I'll have healed a lot by then and feel a bit better and we'll see. Only time will tell.
True. Thank you for letting me steal a whole lot more time than I was supposed to.
and
to get to know you a little bit better. Connor Maynard, thanks for joining us on Algoa FM. Hopefully we'll be spinning the track If I Ever as a playlist addition in the not too far distant future. All the best with that, and be awesome to see you when you come to the country.
Definitely. Thank you so much. It was so nice to speak to you.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.